Fight, fight, fight. Chew, chew, chew. Fight what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And the Data Doctors are here. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and a data intern, Taylor Colburn.
He's just warming up for when he becomes 13.
And someday, after 11 years, we think we'd be there, but someday we'll have data nurses in here.
Ooh, scary.
I keep waiting for that day.
Yeah. No, I guess Michael could be... she's more of a data doctor.
I think she might feel offended if we called her that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, so we're talking sound, we're talking Happy Mother's Day, we're talking the Sasser Worm, we're talking whatever you want to talk about at 602-277-5827.
We're talking to Kevin, actually.
Yeah, let's talk to Kevin, who's got Adele and is having some consternation with his sound.
Hi, guys.
Good morning. Afternoon.
It may be very basic, and I just haven't looked into it really, but I get sound out of headphones, but I'm not getting sound out of my speakers. I've had this system for a year.
And are you plugging the headphones into the same jack as the speakers, or are they on different jacks?
They're on different jacks.
Have you tried plugging the speakers into wherever you're plugging the headphones?
I haven't, because I've got two connections for the speakers and one for the headphones.
Right, but what we want to do is make absolutely sure. We want to eliminate the possibility that something happened to the speakers, and the real quick way to do that is to plug it into the headphone jack.
Okay.
Because the output's about the same.
Well, you said something that kind of worries me a little bit. You have two different places to plug in the speakers. Speakers should only plug into one place, so...
Well, some of them have fixed and variable outputs, depending upon how old the machine is.
Where the sound card is in, there's a three connections. One for the speaker, two for the speaker, and then one for the...
Usually they're color-coded, and usually they are, if they follow the standard, they're pink, blue, and green.
Exactly.
Green is for the speaker, pink is for a microphone, blue is for a line in, able to plug in an input like a CD player to be able to record something on your computer from another device.
Okay.
So again, you want to start with the speakers. Are these powered speakers? They have their own power?
Yes.
You plug them in and everything's good. Well, first thing to do is pop it into the headphone jack and just eliminate the possibility something happened to the speakers.
I'm not aware. The headphone jack, the only place I know of that is on the front on the CD-ROM drive. Which is only going to work for something playing in the CD-ROM.
You know, a lot of newer computers have that audio jack system in the front.
Yeah.
Is it in the front of your computer, or is it part of the CD?
It's got a jack on the front, but it also has them in the back.
Right.
The speakers have been in the back since we got it.
Right. So start by eliminating the possibility that the speakers died.
Okay.
Number two would be then make absolutely sure that you're actually plugged into the proper jack on the back. And I'm assuming, since you know there's two, you've tried them both already.
Right.
Okay.
If they're color-coded, like we mentioned, in those colors, green is the standard for where speakers should go.
And then have you gone into the sound control panel, or actually just double-clicked on the little speaker icon down by the clock?
I have.
And you've made sure nothing's muted?
Volume.
Nothing's muted?
Nothing.
Okay. Sometimes you can go into the advanced properties also. There's certain controls in there that don't show up unless you say to show them. And sometimes they can have an impact on sound as well. So it's unfortunately, because there's so many little places that can cause this to not work, you got to kind of check them all one at a time.
And if all that fails, you just sing to yourself.
Okay. Well, it's my 5-year-old that's got the problem, because he plays a lot of games.
Yeah, so try all of those things. Now, was there a time, can you think of what caused it, or was there some activity that occurred that when it was working and then it stopped working? Did you move it? Did you...
No, it wasn't moved. We just went from... He had been playing a game. I went online, got offline, went back to the game, and there was no sound.
And you've rebooted the machine since and all?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. Well, you're going to have to go through all those steps first to try to get to a starting point.
Okay.
And then continue on. You might have to troubleshoot or reload the drivers for your sound card. I don't know if you know... Do you know how to go into the device manager?
Yes.
So you might want to check the settings there. You might want to actually remove all the driver settings for the sound card and let them all reinstall.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a whole list there.
We got 26 options for you.
That's the fun of computing. There's never one answer.
You always try to start with the basic ones, like, is it plugged into the right hole and does the power actually function on it? So that's why the first suggestions of wherever you're getting sound currently, try it there.
Wait, we did miss two very very common issues. One, make sure the power, you push the power button on the speakers.
Right.
Make sure
like the green light stays on.
Number two,
volume
control on the speakers.
On the speakers, duh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They sound obvious, but you'd be surprised.
Yeah. All right, Kevin, good luck with that.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, 45 things to try. We'll talk to you next week. See which one worked, huh?
I have a feeling it's going to be one of those easy ones.
Let's hope.
I think.
It usually is. With sound, usually it is. Unless you've made a change or moved your computer, usually it's some simple issue like it looks like it's plugged in, but it's not. Or it's plugged in on the computer side, you didn't realize the jack on the speaker side came undone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that too.
Check all your cables.
47 suggestions.
Should we check with Chuck?
We can check with Chuck.
Let's check with Chuck and what's up, Chuck?
Wow, I was just hoping to hear more about the data nurses.
Yeah,
so are we.
We're working on a website for you. Okay, we'll make it pay-per-view just for Chuck.
Sure. Do you need any help?
No, sir.
Not from anybody named Chuck.
Actually, okay. Chuck, here's the reason why we've never done the data nurse thing.
Okay.
We are both very happily married and want to stay that way.
Gotcha.
If your name was Chuckette, we might consider.
Not even.
Oh.
Okay.
So you're having a volume issue?
Right. When I play music through the record mixer,
yes,
it's an older computer, so that may be part of the issue. But the when I play through the record mixer, the volume in the room stays fine. But the volume coming across the device and across the net just really fluctuates. It can be really high one time and then really low the next. I've set the speakers in the room to like half level and all the sound volumes at half level and the record mixer like right about half so they'd all be consistent so they wouldn't distort and get out of line.
Yes.
And then I go in one time and I play a song and it just, you know, comes across perfect. Volume, and then the next time it's really low.
Are all the volume levels changed when you go back to check them?
Sometimes they are, but I've gone into the device manager and, you know, thought I locked them each time, and sometimes they are, and, you know, now they seem to be staying put, but I'm still having this problem, and it's an older computer, like 4 years old, and it uses this computer is older, and I said it was custom, but it is an older compact.
Is it one of those built-in sound card kind of deals?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility that the hardware is acting goofy on you. It's a possibility the software drivers are. Make sure that there's not multiple audio control software programs running. Look down by your clock and make sure you don't have, like, little control bars in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of times, especially with older computers, you have Windows trying to take control of volume. You have a program that Compaq may have installed or the sound card manufacturer trying to take control.
Audio Galaxy.
Then you have volume control on the speakers, and sometimes there's actually volume control on the sound card. So you've got all these different places to play with this stuff and adjust it. And then the different sources you're using as far as what you're listening to might have several different volume control layers as well. So it gets kind of sticky, especially with the older machines like that.
Sure. So probably the best thing would be just get a new sound card.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be the least expensive way to, first of all, check to see if, you know, if and obviously the newer sound cards are going to have a whole lot more quality and features and that kind of stuff. So if sound's really important, the sound cards are fairly inexpensive, so
sure.
Might want to try that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
And that was Chuck. Good luck, Chuck.
That's right.
Chuck was up, now he's down, now we gave him good luck.
And then he freed up a line for you to call in at 602-277 5827. That was really kind of a bad
it was
transition.
Horrible.
Yeah.
David, Craig, Fred, Kevin, if you're willing to wait through the next break here, we will get to your calls and see if we can help you with each and every one of your questions and issues. We also have a whole bunch of emails that we're going to try to get to that are that we feel will help everyone out there listening. If you have a question about anything concerning your computer, it doesn't have to be about sound. When you hear somebody hang up, it's 602-277-5827. Or, of course, you can send us a question via email from our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and voila.
We'll get it here, and when we come back, we got our Geek Speak of the Week, so stick around right after the news.
He's going to take it on the...